Hello, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is Jimmy.
随时练英语，你的随身导师。那么在前面的节目中呢，我们讲到了 love.
The best way to give up love is to let it come in. And today, we're going to go on with that topic.
我们继续来讲 love, how love goes on. 一起来看一看今天的内容。
Were there no men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea. Maury likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye, the more he seems to feel we're all creatures in the same forest. What we take, we must replenish. Were there no men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea.Maury likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye, the more he seems to feel we're all creatures in the same forest. What we take, we must replenish.
This is like Darwin's natural selection saying, natural selection, 有生必有死，有死必有生。如果没有人死亡的话，那么也就不会有鸟和鱼的诞生了。
There are no birds or fish being born.
这个观点呢，我非常的认同。Maury 教授呢，也是非常的认同的。在 Maury 教授看来 ，the closer he gets to goodbye， 越是接近告别的日子，那么他似乎就越是感觉我们都是那同一个森林中的生物。We're all creatures in the same forest. 在我们共同的这个森林当中 ，forest， 我们大家是各取所需。那么我们获取了多少，就得补偿多少。What we take.We must replenish. 先来学一下朗读语音部分。
Were there no men dying? Were there, 这里读得很轻啊。Were there no men, men, 注意不要读 man, 这是一个复数。Men dying,
停顿一下。
There would be 的自然省略不要了。Would be no birds or fish.No birds or fish,
先生再降
being born,
那也就不会有虫鱼鸟兽的诞生了。
I like this idea,
非常的认同 like, 强调一下
like,
句号后面停顿一下
Maury likes it,
连起来
likes it too,
啊，再停顿一下。再往下
the closer,
重读一下
the closer he gets to goodbye,
gets to, 非常的轻
the closer he gets to goodbye,
中间那个的省略了
goodbye, the closer he gets to goodbye,
停一下
the more he seems to feel,
中毒
we're all creatures,
中毒
in the same forest,
中毒一下后面停顿另起一句
what we take,
它不要了
what we take, we must,
中毒
must replenish,What we take, we must replenish.
这段整体来说呢，没有什么特别多的连读，但是要注意掌握停顿的技巧，适当的停顿。下面我们再来看一下今天的重点词汇。
Creature,
中间的一发的饱满一些。Creature, 音拉长。
Creature,
生物动物。Next one,
replenish,
前面的 re, 前缀表示重新再一次。
Replenish,
补充，重新装满。For example, replenish your energy, 补充能量。这句话当中没有什么特别难的单词哈，所以说我们今天要讲的重点短语呢，就只有一个
replenish,
补充。Replenish 这个词呢，表达比较正式。
For example, we can say, all creatures need sleep to replenish their energies for the next awakening. All creatures,
所有的生物 need sleep, 都需要睡眠来做什么呢 ?To do something, 不定式表目的。
To replenish their energies.
Replenish energy 就是补充能量。
For the next awakening.
Awakening 就是觉醒复苏。
Awakening.
大家可能注意到了今天呢我们增加了一个新的语法板块。那么之所以会增加语法呢是考虑到大家呢都想在短时间之内能够学会说一口流利地道标准的英语。那在此其中呢有一个很重要的地方就是我们要学会表达出正确合乎语法逻辑的句子那么只有我们懂得正确使用语法才能够让对方听起来更好的理解 那当然到现在为止啊，还有老师或者是同学会说学语法实在是太枯燥了，一点意思都没有，并且学了之后我还是不知道该如何使用，那你说学了干嘛呢？那么对于这些同学啊，可能那是当年你的老师给你留下了一段阴影呢，让你始终觉得语法学了还是不知道该怎么用。只要我们大家的英语不是母语，你都要学会如何去表达正确的句子，那么就必须要学语法，这一道坎是无法跨过的。那么当然还有一些同学会说啊，我自己啊从来以前没有学过语法。那么其实你不是没有学过，而是说你是潜移默化中吸收了语法的形式，只是不知道那些所谓的语法名词啊，比如说什么从句啊、定语从句、宾语从句、表语从句等等，但这并不代表不用学语法。那么学语法最重要的就是我们应该知道，学了这个语法之后，我们可以在什么样的场景中、什么样的真实的语境中去使用，而达到交流的目的。所以说呢，学语法最好的方法就是在语境中进行观察 ,to observe。那么我们每天所选的内容当中呢，其实已经包含了大量的这些语法。所以说吉米老师要帮大家做的呢，就是摸清这些语法现象，并辅以真实的语境学以致用。好了，那我们一起来看一下今天的语法部分。在我们今天的选段当中啊，一开头就用一个 were 开头，这种情况啊不是很常见，叫 Were there no man dying, there would be no birds or fish being born。 那么什么时候会用 were 开头呢？那么其实大家只要学过高中语法都应该还记得，虚拟语序啊，其中有一种现象就是把句子给倒装过来啊，也就是把 were, should 或者是 had 提前 if 省略了。所以说呢，这个句子它是一个虚拟语气。那么这个虚拟语气表示的是对客观事实相反的一个事情。所以说它所提出的不一定是事实。我们再来看这个原句，说到 Were there no man dying? 那如果没有人死去的话， There would be no birds or fish being born。 那么如果没有人死去的话，就不会有鸟和鱼的诞生。所以说这个句子啊，它表述的可能不一定是事实，所以说我们需要借助虚拟语气来表示对客观事实相反的描述。那一般呢，我们会通过谓语动词的特殊形式来表示。虚拟语气经常是用 if 开头，那么当从句的谓语动词含有 were, should 或者是 had 的时候，那么在这个时候 if 可以被省略，那从句中呢就要采用倒装的语序，也就是倒序。那么也就是说呀，我们需要把 were, should 和 had 提前放在句首。Now, let me give you an example. 我们来看一个例子。那么原句是这样的。If you had told me earlier, I would not go there. 如果你早跟我说的话，我就不会去了。我们注意这个句子当中呢，出现了我们刚刚说的三个词当中的一个 had。所以说呢，我们可以把 if 省略变成这样的句子。Had you told me earlier, I would not go there. 那么也就是把 had 提前了。后面呢变成了倒装语序。Now, here's another example. 我们再来看一个句子。If he had known a thing or two about computers, we would have hired him to work here. 如果他懂一点电脑的话，我们就已经聘用他到这里来工作了。If he had known, 就是过去完成时表示这件事情已经是发生的。Know a thing or two about something, 这是一个固定的搭配。Means to know a little bit about something, 就对某事略知一二，知道一点点。那这个句子当中呢还是出现了 had, 我们可以把 if 省略， had 提前就变成了 Had he known a thing or two about computers, we would have hired him to work here. 如果他懂点电脑的话，我们已经聘用他到这儿来工作了。所以说虚拟语气啊，主要是对客观事实的一种假设啊，可能是对现在、过去、将来三种时态的假设。那么在第一段当中呢， Mori 做了一个假设， Where there are no men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born.这是一个虚拟语气啊，对事实做的一个假设。那么到后面又说到 The closer he gets to goodbye, the more he seems to feel we're all creatures in the same forest. 那么这里也有一个表达 The closer, the more, 也就是 the 加形容词比较级，然后再来一个 the 加一个形容词比较级，表示越怎么样就会越怎么样。注意这里的形容词一定要用它的比较级的形式。那么关于形容词的比较级的话，提醒一点，就是单音节和多音节的单词。那么单音节或者是双音节这样的单词呢，一般而言，如果是以 e 结尾的话，直接加 er, 或者说是变 y 为 i 加 er。那么多音节的单词呢，一般是直接加 the more。For example, the less said about the whole thing, the happier I'll be. The less said, said 这里用了一个被动语态，也就是说这件事啊，整件事 the whole thing, 整件事被说的越少，也就是说整件事被议论的越少， the happier, 我就越高兴， I will be, 我就会越高兴。Now, another example. When do you want it? The sooner the better. The sooner the better, 这是一个经常用的口语啊，越快越好， sooner, 越快， the better, 越好。And that's it for the grammar. Hope you guys can like it. And now, let's recap. Were there no men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea. Mori likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye, the more he seems to feel that we're all creatures in the same forest. What we take, we must replenish. Were there no men dying,There would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea. Mori likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye, the more he seems to feel we are all creatures in the same forest. What we take, we must replenish. 学以致用，举一反三。那么最后呢，还是给大家留下一个小小的任务，请大家呢用今天学过的短语来表达这句话。同时呢，也非常欢迎大家在我们的留言区进行回复，把你的答案与大家分享。 Okay, that's it for today, and thanks very much for joining me today, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye for now. Were there no more men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea. Mori likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye,The more he seems to feel we're all creatures in the same forest. What we take, we must replenish. Were there no men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea. Mori likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye, the more he seems to feel we're all creatures in the same forest.What we take, we must replenish. Were there no men dying, there would be no birds or fish being born. I like this idea. Mori likes it too. The closer he gets to goodbye,The more he seems to feel we're all creatures in the same forest. What we take, we must replenish.